Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Brad Watson from Utah State University Eastern. Brad, pleasure to get you in here today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Aiden. Thank you for having me.
And you know, it's the start of the school year, so we have a lot of fun events we're going to be covering throughout the next few weeks because it's just such an exciting time getting those students back in town. But what we're kind of zeroing in on today is your Town Ties event. Now, you and I were talking before we came on air. You guys do so many events that are geared towards the community. Getting them involved with the campus, with the college life. I mean, you have your different fan appreciation nights, you have your Blue Blast block party, but with Town Ties, it feels like this one's a little more focused on the students and their families and kind of showcasing what our area has to offer.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We want the students to know what businesses are in our community, and we want the businesses to know about the students that are here, because both are helped by this. If the students know what businesses specifically are here, they know where they can go to buy what it is that they want. And if the businesses are aware of the students that are here, they know of people they can advertise to, they can know of employees they could possibly hire. So just like the name says, Town Ties, this is tying businesses in the community to students and students to businesses, and that's the whole goal of Town Ties.
And you know, it does it in such a fun way as well. I mean, normally when you hear about something like this, you're going to picture a row of tables, everyone goes around, and it's a little drab, but this you have a bit of a carnival theme going for it. Yeah. I think that really gets students and families engaged, as well as showcasing some of the creativity from these businesses.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's fun because as students go by some of these tables in a room that we have set up, they're doing carnival games, and so the businesses are able to showcase some of the things that they have. For example, Scattered Dice was one of the businesses that was with us this past Monday, and they played a dice game with students, and we're giving out 20-sided die. I'm like, that's perfect for Scattered Dice as a marketing opportunity to students. And so, yes, it is a lot of fun as students are visiting these various booths with businesses. They're seeing them participating in things, and then it all ends too with a meal where students are fed at no cost to them. And so it's a great atmosphere. It was a lot of fun.
And, you know, I think the biggest thing is that all of this event was no cost to the students. This was an event where businesses weren't necessarily trying to sell anything at the venue. It was more of a chance for the students to get out and see what is available, because everyone knows when you first step into college, you're usually typically a little on the poorer side for a few exceptions. You're living that ramen noodle diet. So this is a great chance to kind of see what's out there, but without having to spend that much money on it.
That's right. We're so thankful for the businesses who will come and they're not getting anything out of that night except for future customers. It's so fun. And then we have a sponsor each year who is willing to pay for the event, pay for the meal for the students. And so that's where it really starts off, is if you take care of that cost, then you can make the rest of it happen. And so fantastic work from our community on this.
Now, something that I'm a little curious about Town Ties is, this is an event that we've had going on for a few years now, but what made you guys want to put on something like this? What was kind of the inspiration to start hosting an event like Town Ties?
Yeah, great question. We had this same sponsor that I spoke of earlier who came to us and said, hey, I think it would be a really good idea if businesses in our community served a meal to students. If I pay for the meal, will you figure something out? And so that's really where it started, was just, okay, we have the money to provide the meal for the students. We didn't know when it would be. We didn't know what it would look like. We didn't know who to partner with. And so 3 years ago, we went to the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce and said, hey, we have this sponsor who's willing to pay for it. So that's usually the biggest hurdle, is money, right? So the money hurdle is taken care of. Would you be willing to form a committee with us that would perhaps figure out something for this? And there were some fantastic members of the Chamber of Commerce. Let me name some: Lisa Mortensen and Barbie Heck, who's the executive director, and CJ McManus and Kara Maines, your very own Kara Maines. I'm leaving out some people. Carmen Jones, who said, yeah, we'll form a committee and we'll figure something out. So there was no name, there was no nothing. And from that committee, we decided, okay, the fall, the Friday before the fall semester starts, let's make that the target. target date, because freshman students are doing a class before the start of the semester that's just a week-long class called Connections. And that Friday is the last day of classes that they have. And that Friday is the last meal that they would need as a part of Connections. And made sense, start a fall semester. And then we started reaching out to businesses. Hey, will you partner with us for this event? And we've had multiple businesses over the years. Can I name some that were there the other night?
Would
that
be okay
with
you?
Here was who was with us this past Monday night. Bookcliff Sales, Castle Country Laundromat, Castle View Urgent Care and Mental Health Services were there. The Carbon County Recreation Group was there. Leona's Locks, which is cosmetology. Lynn's Fresh Market. So Lynn's made sense to them. Hey, students buy groceries, so they want to advertise Lynn's. Party Express, Pinhead's Bowling Alley, Price Oil Express, Scattered Dice, and I mentioned earlier, and the USU Eastern Alumni Committee were all a part of this and all had those booths around the room. So it was that committee that really started it, who was open to an idea, because they're busy, the Chamber of Commerce is busy, and they were willing to say, I'll take an extra thing on. This has really blossomed to something that students can see what's here in our area. One of the things that affected me, I'll say, in all of this is that I knew a student who had been 2 years at Eastern and didn't realize that there were movie theaters in Price. And that concerns me. We want the students at Eastern to understand what's available here. And so that kind of affected what came out of Town Ties and how it all began.
So you get to the point where you have the committee, you have this idea for what you want to do. What does the planning process look like leading up to the event?
Usually in March or April, I go to the Chamber of Commerce and say, the first year it was, hey, do you want to form a committee? Since then it's been, hey, we're thinking we'll lose Town Ties again. The sponsor is once again willing to pay for the meal. Would you like to participate in it? And interestingly, all the same people have done it each year. And people who want to come on board, they're more than welcome to in the Chamber of Commerce. It's not like we're holding people back. But they've seen what a difference it makes. Lisa Mortensen has commented how grateful the students are as she has served students at those events. And I should give a shout out to Lisa Mortensen and Flawless Sheeting, because one of the drives of Town Ties this year that got students there is that they gave a PlayStation 5 away for drawing. And that you say that to students and they're like, oh, I could maybe win a PS5. I am definitely coming. So shout out to Flawless Sheeting for donating that as the grand prize for the drawing.
And you can't go wrong with a grand prize like that, especially for college students. Yes. 18 to 25-year-old demographic, that's going to be your peak marketing demographic for that PlayStation 5. I mean, you said that, I got a little excited. I'm not even in college anymore. But yeah, it's such a fun event for our community. Now, Brad, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
I just want to say how grateful we are for the community members who are willing to partner with us in these kinds of things. We want to do things differently that's going to help both the college and the community. And without these businesses that I mentioned earlier and Flawless Sheeting, this kind of event couldn't happen. So a big thank you to all of the people who were involved in Town Ties.
Well, Brad, it was a pleasure to have you in today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aiden.
Again, our guest Brad Watson from Utah State University Eastern. We're recapping the Town Ties event that occurred on Friday, August 22nd, giving students an opportunity to connect with the multiple businesses around the community. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.